her go.
Hi, this is Daniel Wolf speaking. The following episode of Dark Classes is a repeat from an earlier date, so please be aware that some references to events and dates may no longer be relevant. I hope you enjoy listening to the show again. Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. My name is Daniel Wolf, and all I can say is brrr. That has got to be one of the coldest weekends I have ever experienced in Kingston, Ontario and environs. Around our place on Saturday morning out in Stone Mills Township, the temperature was minus 38. That's a reminder of my childhood years in Winnipeg, and a few years ago also I lived in Edmonton, but you don't really see temperatures like that out here in eastern Ontario. But it is warming up, and spring is coming, though not as quickly as we would like. But hey, we're almost halfway to the spring equinox. And normally around this time of year, because Valentine's Day is next week, I'd be doing a show with a sort of romantic theme. But for various reasons, I'm not going to do that next week, partly because I want to get a jump start on profiling some of this year's Juno nominees. But also, I just thought for various reasons, I would do a kind of heavy on the vocals, heavy on the love song romantic stuff for today's show instead. So, I'll warm you up if you're feeling still chilly from the weekend. I'm going to begin with a brand new release from not a jazz singer, but from an indie folk singer whom I have featured on Dark Glasses several times over the last seven or eight years, and that is Kate Weeks, who hails from around these parts, Prince Edward County, I believe, and has just released a new album, first one in a couple of years. Kate is actually going to be performing at a house concert in Kingston. It's too bad that she's not coming to a bigger venue, as I suspect it's a fairly small seating, but we snapped up tickets right away. Kate's new album is entitled Better Days Ahead. Here's the title track.
Voices to a lie.
first of mornings, ascending a chorus, champion. Came over the sea, voices to lighten the darkest of mornings, ascending a chorus, champion.
Kate Weeks from her new album, Better Days Ahead. We'll go to some jazz now and to Sophie Millman, who has been featured on this program many times. It's been a while since I've had Sophie on, but I really like her material. She is originally from Russia via some time in Israel and has been in Canada now, I think, must be for getting on for 20 years at least. Anyway, Sophie released an album in 2011 called In the Moonlight, which I rather like. And we're going to listen to her version of the old Duke Ellington composition, Prelude to a Kiss. And if you know your early 90s rom-coms, there's a movie of that name starring Meg Ryan and Alec Baldwin when both Meg and Alec were much younger. And let's hear now from Sophie Millman and her version of Duke Ellington's Prelude to a Kiss.
If you hear a song in blue, like a flower crying for the dew, that was my heart serenade. Gently cry. was a prelude to a kiss.
Sophie Millman and Prelude to a Kiss. One of the most recorded songs of all time in the so-called Great American Songbook is Stardust, and I've probably played a dozen versions of it or more over the years on this program. It's a particular favorite. I do have some difficulty detecting the actual melody in that song in some of its versions, but not in the one I'm going to play, which I think is my very favorite version. Stardust has been recorded over 1,500 times since Hoagy Carmichael first wrote it in 1927. And we're going to hear the version from the great Nat King Cole.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
That was Nat King Cole's version of Stardust. We're going to hear a different version of the same song now, and this has an interesting team-up between Willie Nelson, the country singer, and the trumpeter Wynton Marsalis. Stardust has been part of Wynton Marsalis's songbook for quite some time. In fact, my wife and I heard him play it in Edmonton back in 2005. And I don't usually think of Willie Nelson as the sort of person that would sing a song like Stardust, but this is actually kind of an interesting version, so let's give it a listen.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights dreaming of a song and the melody haunts my reverie and I am once again with you when our love was new and each kiss an inspiration. Long ago, and now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. And beside the garden wall, when stars are bright, and you are in my arms, and the nightingale tells his fairy tale. A paradise where roses grew, though I dream in vain. In my heart, there always will remain my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain. Thank you. dream in vain. In my heart, there always will remain my stardust melody. The memory of love's refrain.
With Wynton Marsalis and Stardust. Well, does anybody remember that fantastic concert just under 4 years ago at the Isabel Bader Center with my very favorite British jazz singer? In fact, she may well be my very favorite jazz singer of all time. I think that's probably true. And that is none other than Clara Martin, UBE, Order of the British Empire. Well, she appeared in mid-April at the Isabel in 2019, and then just a week later released an album featuring her bandmates Martin Sjöstedt, Niklas Fernqvist, and Daniel Fredriksson, all of whom are of Scandinavian origin. And I think it was Martin that came with her on the Isabel visit. That album is entitled Believe in It, and we're going to hear Claire and her band do P.S. I Love You.
What is there to write? What is there to say? Same things happen every day. Not a thing to write. Not a thing to say. So I take my pen in hand and start the same old way. Dear, I thought I'd drop a line. The weather's cool, the folks are fine. I'm in bed each night at nine. P.S. I love you. Yesterday we had some rain, but all in all, I can't complain. Was it dusty on the train? P.S. I love you. Ride to the Browns just as soon as you're able. They came round to call, and I burned a hole in the dining room table. Now let me think. I guess that's all. Nothing else for me to say. And so I'll close. But by the way, everybody's thinking of you. P.S. I love you. I do my best to obey all your wishes. I put a sign up, think. But I gotta buy us a new
set of dishes or wash the ones that are piled in the sink. Nothing else to tell you, dear, except each day seems like a year. Every night I'm dreaming of you, P.S. I love you.
Claire Martin and P.S. I Love You. We've got time to squeeze one more track in before we take a break. Let's go to some Harry Connick Jr. from an album called Your Songs and his version of The Beatles, And I Love Her. We'll be right back after the song and after some public service announcements with more Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9.
I give her all my love, that's all I do, and if you saw my her too, I love her. She gives me everything and tenderly the kiss my lover brings, she brings to me, and I love her. Like ours could never die, as long as I have you near me. Bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love her. Like ours could never die, as long as I have you near me. Bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine, and I love her. Oh, and I love her. And I love her.
G'day, I am CJ the DJ, the host of Grad Chat, your opportunity to find out about graduate research here at Queen's. I hope you can join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Remember, put that in, Grad Chat, at 4 p.m. Tuesdays.
Grad Chat. Looking for a way to get involved in your Queens or Kingston community? Look no further, because CFRC 101.9 FM is always welcoming new volunteers. We have so many roles here that include live and pre-recorded music and spoken word programming, DJing special events, podcasting production and recording, news content development, music library support, social event planning, and even more. If you like what you've heard, be sure to visit our website at cfrc.ca/volunteer to fill out a form now to get started.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Classes on CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf. Before the break, we heard And I Love Her, the Beatles track done by Harry Connick Jr. As I mentioned, today's show is a little heavy on the vocals. We'll have some instrumental-only tracks a little bit later, but we are going to go south now, given the weather is so cold, to Mexico, to one of Latin America's most beloved crooners, and that is Luis Miguel, from an album called Amarte es un Placer, and my Spanish accent is terrible, but forgive me. Here he is singing Tú, Solo Tú, You, Only You.
Siempre tú, tu voz, tu pecho hablar.
Luis Miguel. We are going to go all Canadian for the rest of today's show, and let's start with the Mike Merle Trio from an album entitled Looking Back. Here they are with So In Love.
Thank you.
That was So In Love with Reg Schwager on guitar and Steve Wallace on bass, backing Mike Murley, the leader, on saxophone. We shall stay Canadian, and this time a couple of artists whom one doesn't really think of as jazz, more sort of easy listening slash pop. One is Celine Dion, who doesn't usually put in an appearance on this program, but I'm going to make an exception. Another who does make an appearance on this program from time to time is Frank Sinatra, who did start in the jazz world, of course, singing for first the Harry James Band and then Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey. This is from an album of all Frank Sinatra love songs that I've played on the show before called A Fine Romance, and it is a duet between Frank and Celine Dion. I suspect it's one of those duets largely manufactured in the studio, and that Frank and Celine never laid eyes on each other, but I could be wrong and happy to be corrected if somebody knows for a fact that they actually did do the recording together. But Frank did an awful lot of recording with people he never actually met, just recording the tracks in separate studios. Anyway, here is Frank Sinatra along with Celine Dion and All the Way.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you all the way. Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you all the way.
That's how it's got to feel. Deeper than the deep blue seas, that's how deep it goes if it's real.
When somebody needs
when
you,
somebody
it's no
needs
good unless
it's no good
needs
unless
you.
She needs.
Frank Sinatra and Celine Dion with All the Way. We will go out to Nova Scotia for our next track, and Melanie Doan. And Melanie, of course, hasn't lived in Nova Scotia for some time, but her first album, which is one I like the most of her work, was before she turned to pop and was doing much more what I would call alternative indie, very acoustic guitar-based music. It's a song from a beautiful album called Shakespearean Fish that came out in 1998. Well, in fact, I was still actually living in Nova Scotia. Here's Melanie Doan with Till I Start to Believe. Till I Start to Believe. We will conclude with some more jazz, this time instrumental, and the Quebecois pianist Lorraine Desmarais with her trio from an album appropriately enough entitled Love. Here is Lorraine Desmarais and When I Fall in Love. Thank you. was Trio Lorraine Desmarais with When I Fall in Love, and that's going to have to do it for today's show. We have focused on love songs, and that's your pre-Valentine's Day show. Yes, I know we're a week away from Valentine's Day, but next week I got to get onto those Juno nominees, because the Juno Awards are coming up in March, and there's a lot of talent being considered for awards this year. So I'll be back with that show this time next week. You are listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf. Meantime, bundle up, keep warm, and stay safe.
Why she's deceiving me? It cuts my security as she's in control of me. I turn to her and say, don't you should blame the guy in shades, oh no.
The guy in shades, the guy in shades, oh no.
Don't masquerade with the guy in shades, oh no.
We can't believe it.
You got it made with...
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
What does existence mean to you? Collective Reflections, Queen's University's anti-oppression magazine, invites you to share your voice for Volume 12, Existence. From identity and resilience to celebrating cultural heritage, Collective Reflections welcomes poetry, short stories, essays, and visual art that showcase your unique perspective. Submissions are open now and due February 9, 2025. Let your creativity shine and be a part of this powerful collection. For questions or to submit, check out the AMS Social Issues